Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Well, I want to talk to you tonight for a few minutes about from stuck to a new season. From stuck to a new season. Now, listen, people. I've been married for a little while now, okay? I got married back in 2006, okay? I know, it's getting crazy. I have four kids. They're all a lot of fun, but I wasn't always the husband that you see I am today, the amazing man of God. You know, sometimes I had to go through a journey, all right? There were some moments in our marriage where I had to do a little growing, a little learning, and one of those moments was we were, Beth's family's up from Michigan area, and so we were gonna travel up to Michigan, and at the time, we owned a Pontiac Grand Prix. It was a 2000 Pontiac Grand Prix. Hello, Grand Prix owner! And we owned, I owned, that was best car. And then I had a Toyota Camry, a four-door Toyota Camry that was missing the M. So we called it Carry. And so that was kind of what we drove. It was a four-cylinder, just amazing car. And if you own a Camry, you know. So we're going to take this trip. And Beth's like, you know, I was like, babe, we should take my car. I don't know why I wanted to take my car. You know when you're like, you're young married, maybe you're young married, and this will be a lesson to you. And you feel like, we're going to do what I want to do because it's a good decision, you know? And you feel like you kind of got to exert like some sort of prowess in the marriage. I don't know. Some sort of like, it's like a pride thing. We're going to take my car. And it's like, why? It's because I said so. I don't know. Bad marriage tip. All right. Don't do that. I've learned since then. So anyway, it was kind of like that. I was like, so babe, I really think we should take my car. And she's like, I really don't think that's a good idea. It's like, my car's better. And I was like, we'll just take my car. And so we get in my Camry. I don't know how I managed to win that argument. And so we're in the Camry and we're getting ready to go to Detroit. And I kid you not. Literally, probably 15 minutes into the trip, the car starts struggling up the hills. But you know when you've made a decision, like, you're like, you gotta be confident in that decision. I'm literally flooring the Camry to get up hills, all right? Flooring it, and we're going like 30 miles an hour. And she's like, babe, I told you, you know? I was like, no, babe, it's gonna be fine. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it 30 miles an hour all the way to Michigan. It's gonna be awesome. And so we kind of went back and forth, and then all of a sudden, the car started making noise, and then it started pouring out smoke. And we ended up having to stop in St. Roberts, Missouri. My wife is pregnant. We're on the side of the road. She's crying, never broken down in her life. People, never broken down in her life. She's crying on the side of the road. I got this pregnant wife. And so we're in St. Roberts, and they're like, hey, we probably need to replace your radiator. They replaced the radiator. Then somehow they discovered after they replaced the radiator that the engine was shot, and the car was a total loss, all right? But I'm still married today. Can we praise God right now? Praise God, because it's a miracle. It's a miracle. But I remember being stuck there with a pregnant wife in this tire shop in St. Roberts. And there's nothing like that feeling of being stuck, is there? When you're like, I don't know what to do, and I don't know how we're gonna move forward, and I don't know how this is gonna work out, and I'm sitting here, and she's crying, and you know, life can kind of seem that way sometimes, can't it? Like you're stuck. Maybe in this COVID season, you found yourself in a moment where you're stuck. Maybe it's a job situation where you got stuck, and you're like, I don't know how my job's gonna move forward because my job relies on things that aren't working right now. Or maybe this the time of when everything kind of shut down created and brought to light some tension in your marriage and you feel stuck. Maybe it's just a moment where you were home and you were alone and all of a sudden things that you've dealt with in the past all rose up and it caused you to feel like, man, I thought by now I'd be moving forward. I thought life would look different. I thought I'd be in a different season. You know the cool thing about fasting and praying is fasting and praying, as we wait on God, God can literally speak into your situation and instantly, through the power of prayer, take you into a new season. I don't know, somebody needs that word tonight that says, you know what, I might feel stuck, but this is not the end of the road for me. God's got a new season for me, and I'm not gonna be stuck. And that mountain that seems like forever is not gonna be there forever. It's not gonna be, you know, and that's how being stuck can feel. Maybe Maybe you struggle with depression and you're like, I've struggled with this for a long time. And you look at it, it looks like such a mountain that this will never move. You know, a counselor has spoken over your life and they're like, hey, this is gonna be something you deal with for the rest of your life. And you've taken on that word and you feel stuck. Be encouraged tonight. Because scripture comes to us, the Holy Spirit speaks to us through scripture. And I want you to see this story. It's just a small story in the book of Acts, but really encouraging as we're fasting and praying. That says, you know what? This is how God works in fasting and praying. And fasting and praying can take you into a new season, and take that as a word for you tonight. So we're gonna look at it, Acts chapter 13. It says, now there were in the church of Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manin, and a lifelong friend of Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. Now, catch this. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, so, what are we doing tonight? What did we just get done doing? And we're continuing to. We're in an atmosphere of worship. An atmosphere of worship. You've just been worshiping the Lord. You've been setting your heart on Him. What kind of season are we in as a church? We're in a season of fasting. So how cool is that? That we're literally mirroring the early church right now. We're literally mirroring what happens in this story. So then we got this guy, and you might not recognize the name Saul, but if you ever read the book of Acts, you know there's a guy named Saul, then he becomes Paul, and then Paul writes like 2/3 of the New Testament. But when Paul was Saul, initially before he knew the Lord, he was persecuting Christians. He was persecuting them and going after them, literally going out of the city. He had letters to say, hey, I'm gonna go to Damascus. I wanna throw people in prison. He was so zealous for persecuting people who believed in Jesus. And so he's on his way to Damascus, and the Holy Spirit literally comes and knocks him off his donkey and says, you know what? Jesus is right there and says, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he gets thrown into this journey where he's blind, and then he goes to Antioch. Or Damascus, and a guy comes by the Holy Spirit, prays for him, he receives his sight. Then he goes back and he tries to integrate with the church. He tries to tell, hey guys, I'm a Christian now, which is really awesome. And they were like kind of afraid of him because he had been killing people, which is very normal. And so he's not sure what to do, but you know, some of them bring him in. And then he ends up back at his hometown in Tarsus. And then Barnabas comes and gets him. But he's in kind of this moment, you know, where, you know, he feels like, man, Jesus basically personally reached me for him. I feel like I have this call in my life to preach because he's tried to preach before, but he's not really, he feels stuck. You know, he's in a mode where he's stuck. And so that's where we find Saul, who's later called Paul, is a stuck moment. But you know where he's at? He's planted. He's in the church. They're fasting and praying. So if you're stuck tonight, you're in the right place. While they were worshiping, while they were fasting, what happens? What happens? While they're worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said. That is the coolest thing. Because tonight, you're now in that atmosphere. You positioned yourself in the right place at the right time. You may not even know. You didn't even plan to be here. But you positioned yourself in a place where we're fasting, we're praying, we're worshiping. And now you're in a place where God can speak. And there's nothing like God speaking to move you into a new season. So many things in the Bible start with God speaking. I think of Genesis chapter 1, where there's darkness and it's void, and God said, let there be light, and things started to happen. When God speaks, things start to happen. God speaks. God speaks to Moses, and all of a sudden, a turn of events is happening to set a whole nation free. When God speaks, things begin to happen. People begin to come free. Light where there's darkness begins to happen in Jesus' name. They're praying and fasting, and the Holy Spirit said. I want to encourage you, as we're in this season of fasting and praying, to be open to what God will speak to you, to be ready, to have a heart that says, God, I want to hear what you have to say. God, I'm here, and I believe you're going to speak because we're fasting and praying. Some of you, you know, when it comes to hearing from the Lord, sometimes you can make that so complicated. It can be like, I'm listening, God. But you know, just getting in an atmosphere, being in church, getting in the Word, and saying, God, I'm just here and I'm available. You're positioning yourself to hear God speak into your life. And could it be in this season of fasting that God wants to speak to you about the next season? I really want to encourage you, if you do feel stuck, because you know when you're stuck, you know you start to believe that that's how it's always going to be. Well, I'm just always going to be single. You know, I'm stuck. I'm always, you know, my family. I have a long line of alcoholism in my family. I'm stuck, and that's just who I am. You know, I'm stuck. I really struggle with lying, and I've really tried to get over it, but I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I feel like, man, I've tried to move up. I've tried to do what I can. I've tried to be smart, but I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. I don't know. I feel stuck in this job or whatever that thing is, but then you label it. And you say, that's just who I am. I'm just me. But that's why you have to stop listening to what's been spoken over you, or what you've allowed yourself to believe, or what you keep playing over in your own mind, and say, Holy Spirit, I'm here to listen to you. And sometimes it's fasting and praying that opens up your ears to the Holy Spirit. Because not only does fasting get you out of your normal routine, but it also, something about not eating, I don't know about you, but something's talking and it's not my brain anymore, it's my stomach. You know, it's like that's the feed I'm getting. But then when you're hungry, you go, oh yeah, I'm setting my mind on the Lord. Oh, that's right, we're seeking God. God, I'm believing you to take me into a new season. God, I believe you're gonna speak to me. And you see that over and over again. So your mind, it's a great way, if you got bad mental habits and bad spiritual habits going on, bad things playing on in your mind, fasting is a great way to say, God, we're resetting. I'm setting aside. Maybe as you're fasting food, you're also setting aside social media. You're setting aside the things that you allow to fill your life just to say, this is a time to seek the Lord. What a great thing to do, because that's when the Holy Spirit is going to speak into your life. While they were worshiping and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart Barnabas and Saul for the work I've called for them. Set them aside. So the Holy Spirit seeks and says, you know what? This is a new season. Do you know what season this is? This, you know, when you read it, if you haven't read the book of Acts, you can think, oh, that's cool. You know, they're going to go do something. Do you know what they're going to go do? They're going to go turn the world upside down. This guy named Saul, who thinks, I'm not a world changer. In fact, I got a history. I got a rap sheet. I got problems in the background, and that I don't know if I'll ever get over them. God says, you know what? You got in the right atmosphere. You set your heart on the right things. And the Holy Spirit pierced through the noise and said, that's the guy I want to use. And maybe you're here tonight and you're like, no, I got all these kinds of things. And they're like, no, the Holy Spirit's speaking to you tonight and say, you know what? I can use you. Maybe you sat on the sidelines of church and you said that I don't know if I can be used. I don't know if I can serve. I don't know. You know, and if you're serving, you're like, do really people really think that? Yes, they do. They think, I'm not good enough to serve. I'm not good enough to be a part, but the Holy Spirit speaking to you as we're fasting and praying and saying, you know what? I have a call on your life and you're gonna change people's lives. And it's not because you're good enough, it's because I'm gonna work through you. It's not because you have some great history, it's because you have a great future, because God has a plan for you. There's power when we fast and pray. Power for a new season. Set apart Saul and Barnabas to the work I've called them. Do you know God has a work for you to do? And I just want to encourage you tonight, because I know as you talk about the voice that can sometimes speak inside, the things that you allow to play in your mind, that can be a really heavy thing, and you really need breakthrough there. Because that's where, you notice where the new season starts. It starts with fasting, it starts with praying, it starts with God speaking. So it's not just get up and go, it's saying, God, okay. And maybe you're setting out on the fasting and praying thing, and this is the Lord speaking to you to get in. You're saying, God, I need that new season. I need that. Well, then set the time aside and allow God to speak first. Don't just get up and go and be like, yes, onward. I'm going to push past my past. Because you know what? Some of that is a supernatural hold. There are spiritual mountains. There are things that are spiritual problems and spiritual weights that only God can move. We're not fasting and praying and saying mountains will move because mountains are easy to move. We're not fasting and praying and saying mountains will move because, you know what, we can all do this on our own, but wouldn't it be nice to have God help us? We're fasting and praying because saying, God, there's some mountains that we know are in our lives that absolutely will not move unless you move them. But God, we believe you will. And I just want to encourage you tonight. If you need God to bring you into a new season, first of all, to set your heart on him during this time. What an opportunity. And then to say, God, I'm open for you to speak to me. But then, God, I believe you're going to do it. I believe you're going to take me into something new. I don't believe I'm stuck anymore because I believe God has something for me. I believe God is going to do something supernatural. Who knows the people you're going to reach because you fast and pray? Who knows the way your marriage is going to get unstuck because you fast and pray? Who knows what God will do? But we can believe this, that mountains will move in Jesus' name.